But this integration doesn't stop at the production of hydrogen gas. Bacteria are also being used to produce components of the hydrogen fuel cell itself. When converting hydrogen to electricity, fuel cells use catalysts made from metals such as platinum and other platinum group metals to speed up the reaction. But now a new development in the field of biomaterials is converting bacteria into these catalysts. By combining bacteria with small traces of these metals, Angela Murray is producing a new generation of materials known as biocatalysts and reducing the demand on these scarcely available platinum group metals.
Platinum, and particularly the platinum group metals, are a unique group of metals because the price of them is very high, and over 75% of the world's supply is based in South Africa. So as a result, it means there's a focus on recycling these strategic metals. We use a number of sources, one of which is road dust, because your car catalytic converter actually loses somewhere between 30 and 70% of its platinum group metals over the course of its lifetime as you drive it round, and these end up into road dust. We also look at incinerator ashes from municipal wastes. We also look at electronic scraps. We look at industrial slag materials as well. To give you an idea, if you were to go to South Africa, which has the richest deposits on Earth, at the Bushveld complex, you'd find levels of about 2 to 10 parts per million PGM, precious metal, that's platinum group metals. Now, that's the richest place on Earth, and that's mined from deep underground, which is both energy expensive and environmentally damaging. If you look at something, for instance, if we take the road dust as an example, you're looking at levels of 1 to 2 parts per million total platinum group metal content in the road dust. And although that sounds low, that's approaching a low to intermediate grade mine, but the material's already on the surface of the road. It's not needing to be extensively crushed and processed, and it's ready to be collected.
And so what's the process?
The technology that we've developed looks at taking that road dust after collection and physically processing it in order to concentrate up these platinum group metals, the metals we want, from all the different components of road dust that we are not interested in, via magnetic separation, electrostatic separation, gravity techniques. So what you're doing is you're separating on the basis of the material's properties to get the platinum and associated metals that you want out of all the other materials there, which you don't want.
What are the next steps to really kind of fine-tune that and get platinum?
The idea is that you have really two options. So the first option is you can send this material for smelting, which is the traditional recycling route for PGMs. Instead of taking these metals for smelting, which is obviously melting them, it's high temperature, it's energy expensive, we can also leach these metals into solution. So you end up with a solution of metals instead of powder. And we can then add bacteria. And these bacteria have a neat trick in that they're able to reduce the metals onto their surface. So what you end up with, if you can visualise it, is a bacteria with a little metal jacket, lots of tiny little particles on the surface of it.
All of which are platinum.
Well, they can be platinum, they can be palladium, you can do mixes of metals, and so they're all precious metals. And we call these bio-nano-catalysts because these bacteria, once they've had the metal deposited onto them, have a functionality in their own right. And so actually, they can be used as the platinum or palladium source for fuel cells. So we can actually make a biologically-based platinum catalyst, which can then be used in your fuel cells.
So all in all, these are biologically and environmentally friendly methods of generating both the fuel and the fuel cells.
You're taking the waste biomass and you're producing clean hydrogen to run the fuel cell. And then you're taking precious metals that have been recovered from wastes and you're using those to produce the precious metals needed for the fuel cell. So really, you're taking two different waste materials and you're using it to generate clean energy. It's a whole number of projects at the university coming together to deliver this new technology.
With hydrogen gas, fuel cell catalysts and the cars using both of these being developed in one place, with green energy as the focus, the use of hydrogen fuel and hydrogen-fueled transport systems could become more affordable and accessible, and play a large role in the world of tomorrow.